This episode is sponsored by Backblaze Online Backup. It's a simple way to back up all your movies, photos, music, videos, and all other data for just $5 a month. It's simple, and you can access all your data online from wherever you are. Try it absolutely free by going to backblaze.com/CPC. Now, back to the adventure.
So do you all decide to stay together for the whole outfit choosing process?
No, I'm not staying with them.
Well, I think Mavis and Brianna are with me in my room.
So it looks like Mavis, Brianna, and Kai are
getting ready.
We're in a hairbrush train.
Girls' night.
Beauty girls school night. Dropout. I don't know why that one popped into my head.
So, all right, now we're all in character. This is a whole episode.
I'm singing that to myself.
And that's not canon.
I look at Mavis and I go, all right, I'm between
miss
two.
Out on the fun.
Okay, come on in.
Then you could have come with them.
I know, but I don't.
You create these situations.
That was literally a world you created for yourself just you then. Now you're
I'm
sad.
Okay, it's fine. I'm gonna shower.
Okay, bye, Zil.
Why shower when you have prestidigitation?
All right. You say, I'm going to shower, and Mavis goes, have fun. Don't let the Despara bite.
Okay, ladies.
All right, too soon.
Girls' night.
Okay.
Ladies.
All right, guys.
So you're in Kai's room now?
Yeah.
So you all moved to Kai's
room.
Great.
I have two outfits I'm between.
Great.
Okay. There is this, love this leather one piece. It's like a... really nice black leather one piece. It ties in the back kind of like a corsetti style, yet it's still very tasteful.
Sorry, one piece and one piece you mean,
a jumper?
Me. Jumper? Like, or a dress?
Yeah, so it's a strapless one piece jumper.
Okay.
It's kind of like tight and black. It fits me real well. And it's got like...
Roll for fit?
It fits real well.
Mm-hmm. Has she gained weight since she got to Trump?
What do I add to fit? I rolled a 10.
It fits.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's
and
yours.
It's got like kind of like this like a mix of like white with little hints of brown fur lining the breasts. And I'm wearing this cool like coin choker with it.
Okay.
Glad I'm not there.
Okay, guys, this and I do like a spin, my butt looks really good. Or
thank you for clarifying that your butt looks really good.
Or this. And I just like take it off and slip on this really,
I'm sorry.
What?
Why do you just really like this description? I just like, I'm not like being like, you look dumb. I'm just like, I just really like it.
Okay, and keep in mind with both these outfits, I'm wearing like my badass tall leather black boots.
See, I think the leather one's good. What's the next one?
Okay, so the next one, it's like this black sparkly silk dress, and it's like spaghetti straps, and it's a really pretty V-neck, and it has a slit going up the side. It's not a slutty slit. It's a very tasteful slit that shows just enough thigh to have them wondering, what's the rest of that? And my butt also looks really good, but it's got a really nice low back, so it really shows my back muscles, and you can see that nice split down my spine.
Hey, whichever of these two that you don't wear.
The split of a spine.
It's a sign that you're in shape.
Hey. I know, I'm just like humming a song.
And I've just got like this nice like muscular hourglass body, and I'm just like, all right, guys. And I'm still wearing like the coin choker necklace, and I'm like, but I put on some like cool bracelets, and I'm like, which outfit?
Whichever one you don't wear, can I wear?
Yeah. So
okay,
Mavis, what do you think? Maybe Griana should wear the dress, and I should wear the one.
I honestly was thinking the same thing because that's really form fitting.
Kai should wear the dress.
Really?
You're a very intimidating figure. You're here to make friends tonight. Why would you wear a pantsuit?
I have an intimidating figure as well.
Yeah, okay. But there are more half-orcs there at that party than there are whatever you are.
Earth Genasi. Excuse me. My mother came from the sky.
Like, fucking whatever.
It's true. She came from
the Genasi way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know my father was a human?
I didn't.
Kai's backstory part two.
So you
guys,
so your father. Let me tell you about my parents. Sorry.
How'd you get here in here?
I was born here. So my mother came down, met my father, and just decided to stay. So then I was born, and it's a long story.
Anyways, so can I, maybe then I'll wear the jumpsuit, but yeah, since you it's warm fitting, I don't know if it'll fit. I mean,
now I kind of want to wear the dress, now that Mavis said that. So here, try the one piece. She's going to do mending.
Okay. It'll look good. Oh, my gosh.
Plus, it's got the fur on it. It's totally you, Griana.
You're right.
Yeah? What shoes do you have now?
I have my boots.
Your work boots?
I have my only shoes I've been wearing this whole time. My boots.
You didn't pack, like, dress boots?
Why would I pack dress boots?
For last-minute parties? Hello?
But everything was burned to the ground, and I didn't have time to pack my dress boots, I guess. I would love to go shopping sometime and maybe...
next free time.
Okay, next free time. But, yeah, I really only have my boots. How many pairs of shoes did you grab in the fire? I guess...
I didn't grab these in the fire.
It was half meat, half shoes.
Remember when we were on the boat and we made a pit stop?
Also,
on that
she
one
didn't.
Island?
She didn't. None of her things were affected in the fire.
Yeah.
She
my tree house was still alive, dude. I packed a bag.
Well, my house was burned to the ground, I have any shoes.
Okay. Here. What size are you?
Oh, I'm like a 12.
Okay. I'm a 16, but I do have this pair of shoes that's really cute.
We can mend them.
We can mend them.
But can we mend them back? Because I don't want to steal
them. Yeah, they're sparkly stilettos. Here.
Stilettos?
Stilettos. Oh,
no. Will my feet be hurting?
No.
They're super comfy.
No. Have you ever walked in heels before? You're going to make her look like a fucking idiot. Find her a pair of flats.
Fine. Okay, so then I whip out these really cute...
Do you have any, wedged heels?
Here. I have these ballet flats. They have a really, really small heel on them, maybe like an inch, and then they tie up all the way to the knee with like silk string. Wear these.
And I would wear them over the leather?
No, it stops as shorts. The one piece is shorts.
Oh, so it's a romper.
Oh,
not
yeah.
A jumper.
Oh, my bad.
So I'm wearing a leather tight romper.
Everyone
with
who's
lace
drawing
up
art,
shoes.
Throw it out the window. Yes. Start over.
I would like a fan art of Kai's closet.
Victoria, stop all art.
Molly, stop. Put it down.
It's a romper. I forgot.
So I'm wearing a leather romper with lace up flats with a little tiny heel.
Mm-hmm.
What color is the romper?
It's black. And the flats are black. And it's got a little bit white for trimming. I think you look great.
I feel kind. Can I put it on?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
No, not until. What? It's really baggy on you. You need to get Zill in here to cast
mending. I'll go over to Zill's room really quick, and I'm holding it up.
Okay,
like,
you're holding it up so it doesn't fall down.
Going over to Zill. Don't do anything illegal while I'm gone. No pre-gaming.
No promises.
Okay.
Hello? You two can do
can
your
you
thing.
Can you cast mending, please?
They can do their thing first.
You're holding up the romper.
And I'm walking down the hallway to cast my to get my mending.
Hello?
Mending service.
Oh, okay. Give me a second.
Are you decent?
Give me 1 second. I just got out of the shower.
Okay.
Put on my clothes. I put on my suit.
Okay.
My red suit. I don't have the jacket on right now. I roll up the sleeves. So I have my red suit. A white shirt, red tie right now, and the sleeves rolled up. And hey, what's up?
Whoa. Hey, you look really nice.
Thank you. This is not the final product.
Well, I mean, even if you're almost there, knock me out when you see me with your friggin' looks.
So mending?
Can you cast mending?
Yes,
please?
Of course I can cast mending.
Thank you.
Loose.
It's gonna look great, I think.
I think it'll look great.
Okay. And on the shoes, too, because as you can see, they're swimming.
Okay, well, I can't make them shorter in length.
Can you just make them snug? Can you make them fit?
I'll try. So, first, I'm going to start with the one piece in general.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I put my arms up.
This is what mending do.
I put my arms up, and it almost falls.
This is how
the
spell work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I make it fit.
Oh. Yeah, I put my arms up. It almost falls, and I catch it. I'm like, whoops. And then she...
Okay, go with me on this part.
Okay.
Uh-huh. For the shoe, how is the, is it any part of it open or is it all closed?
It's all closed toe and then it laces up.
Oh, so does it like split?
What?
There are two long laces, so it's a ballet flat and there are two long laces.
Okay, so but the ballet flat means that it's like
So, like, this part of the foot is visible.
Just the top of my foot's visible. It's just a sole of a shoe.
I cut that part off.
Cut what part off?
The tip part of the shoe. I cut it off. I shave a little bit. I have mending. I can put it back. I cut another little chunk off. And then I put the two pieces and I mend exactly them back what together.
You're doing. So you're basically cutting. You're basically cutting off
parts of the shoe to make it shorter.
Mm-hmm. So you cut off parts of the shoe and then you mend it back together, but shorter this time. Great. Have fun reversing that.
So fun.
I just cut it again. And I put it back.
Yeah,
in
you
my
just need
shoes.
To keep the pieces.
Yeah, I put it in my fanny pack.
Hey, perfect. Thank you.
Really quick question.
Yes.
So, jacket or no jacket? Jacket.
Ooh, I like the
no
jacket.
Jacket.
Oh, I was like, I don't. Oh, I like the jacket.
Jacket
and without the jacket.
Over the shoulder.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
No jacket.
I have an idea. Okay, so jacket when we walk in, meet someone you kind of like, put it over the shoulder, and then when you get really down to business, take it off.
Just take it off.
Here's, I like that. That's a good
or
tactic.
Like, am I gonna get too warm if there's a lot of bodies
there
around
might be
me.
A I don't know maybe
so should I just do no jacket
it might be a coat check
it might be I don't know how this might be a casual thing
no
well, it might not be super fancy
okay
the how parties do parties do
the party's happening in Imperial Crest that's the only knowledge
oh,
that you have
I'll do a jacket.
Jacket do a jacket
I roll down the sleeves I put the jacket on I do that thing where you kind of like brush dust off and as I do that I cast prestidigitation and I make the suit color a nice like navy darkish blue.
Whoa.
The shirt's still white, and the tie is a nice, like, burgundy red.
Hey, you know what? Remind me. Sometime I want to knit you a tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I want to take one of my magic... Because I have a magic... I'm a magician. Magician.
You're a magician.
I take one of my handkerchiefs, and I make a prestidigitation to make it look nice, and I...
Oh, yes, you
and I put it in.
Pockets.
Yeah. You know, I think we look pretty dapper.
I do, too. I take off... I'm not wearing my head sweatband and my... normal ones are...
But you are keeping on the fanny pack.
Yes.
Are you switching it around so it's in the back so it just looks like you're wearing a belt?
No.
Okay.
Hey. I kind of want to flip it, like, otherwise, like, the zippers face me and then do it like that.
That's an interesting take on a fanny pack.
Nobody tries to take anything.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I understand.
And then my suit jacket covers the back of it so nobody can really unclip it.
Okay.
I go into my room and I get my emerald stone.
Great.
Out of hiding, because I really haven't, I haven't brought that out yet.
Yep.
And I go.
Almost like you forgot about it.
I didn't. Then I go and I knock on the door at Kai's room and to go back in.
Okay.
And okay, well, hold on. Meanwhile, so Kai and Mavis are alone in a room together. And she's literally standing in the corner of your room with sort of her arms crossed. And you're over there. You just put your dress on. You sort of accessorizing. There's kind of a stony silence.
Hey.
Stony silence.
Hold on.
I'm enjoying myself for a second. Yeah, stony silence. You. Thanks.
Hey, I know you're not going to answer this, but I know you had a rough night on your birthday the other night, and I just want to say I'm sorry. That sucks. It's a place we've all been, and it fucking sucks. I'm not even going to push it further because I know, you know, you're not going to tell me anything. But just have some fun tonight.
Thank you, Kai.
Yeah.
I appreciate the gesture.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, borrow some jewelry?
No, I haven't decided. I bought some new stuff. I was obviously stowing away, so I wasn't really able to pack a bag. So I went out. When we got here earlier, and I picked out some new stuff that I haven't been able to put on yet. You were part of the circus once?
Yeah, I was.
How was that?
You know, it was great for a while, but towards the end, it just, I don't know. Shit happened, and they thought I was someone that I wasn't.
What's that mean?
Well, they framed me. There was this girl, Trinity. Kind of a bitch, if you ask me, but whatever. She was jealous of me for some reason, but she accused me and my friends of taking all the gold that the circus made that fall, that festival. I didn't take it. I didn't do anything with it. She put us in jail. And no one came for us. So I escaped and I ran away.
and I don't even know if my friends are okay. I haven't seen anyone from the circus since.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it sucks because I loved being a part of that circus. But it's okay because I like my life now and I finally got a chance to like settle down.
You never went back?
No, why would I? I don't trust those people.
I don't know. It seems like you like burlesque a lot more than cleaving meat.
Well, yeah, that's why I do it as a side thing. I don't know, because Griana was super welcoming, and, you know, it was a chance to settle down. And, you know, I can do my own burlesque shows. I don't need to be a part of a team. I can do my own solo acts. I can put on my own shows.
Still, it's a little weird leaving without a trace.
Why are you asking me all these questions?
No.
I know you well enough now to know that face. You're putting on your investigator mode. You know something that I don't.
What?
Can I roll for deception?
Sure.
What are you decepting?
She's that looking for insight. Look. She wants insight. I know what she's saying.
Hold on.
Fine.
I already know.
I crit, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I super did.
You crit fail?
I critically hit.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you critically hit?
Yeah.
Damn it, I got a 12.
Yeah. No, she says, no, I'm sorry for prying. I don't know. Never saw the circus as a kid. Kind of weird family. Always seemed cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I recommend it.
Yoo-hoo, anyone in there?
Oh, Brianna!
I want to cast Minor Illusion on my fanny pack to make it look like a cummerbund.
I am so in love with this. You have a cummerbund now.
What's that?
It's like the thing that, I don't know. it blocks. I'm going to Google it so I get a correct definition. Wow. So the internet.
It was just, it's part of like super formal wear. Yeah. It's like
one of those like big belt looking things?
Yes.
Oh.
So
nice. How very fancy.
Griana re-enters Kai's room.
Okay, so I have this emerald.
I guess I'll go with.
And I would. Oh,
you're coming in too.
Sure,
yeah, cool. Come on. Okay, so first of all, doesn't Zill look great?
Oh, Zill! Damn, yeah. You look fly, G.
Oh,
whoa!
Don't speak to me like that. But I'm thank sorry. You.
You look fly. You look real
it's,
good.
And it's Z. Wouldn't it be Z? I'm G.
You know what? Really good point. You look fly, Z. And you too, G.
How does this look? How does this
it
look?
It fits really well.
Oh, I should go get dressed myself. I will be back. And
okay. Be careful.
She just leaves. She leaves.
So I had this emerald, and I was wondering, does anyone know, like Kai, do you think, like, is there any way I could attach it to the bone?
Oh, I have.
On my ponytail?
Don't worry. I have a little stone cage you can put on a necklace. Here.
A stone cage?
Yeah, it's just like a little spirally thing that you can interchange stones for.
A spring?
Thank you.
Like, it's like, yeah, imagine like a thing, like a coil, like a spring
yeah,
or
like
a coil.
That yeah, you, so a spring.
This is the perfect accessory I was missing.
Oh, it looks so good.
Thank you.
It really brings out the color in your skin.
Well, thanks. Okay, and then I'm just going to fix my hair in the mirror really quick. And can I borrow any, do you have anything for my face?
I'm going to go downstairs and wait for y'all.
I have some,
is that okay?
Yeah, cool. That's fine. I have some lip stains. What colors do you want? And I have,
purple.
I have like,
no.
I have like a dark, like, I have like a dark kind of purpley red berry. I have like kind of
I love
like
Dungeons
a,
and Dragons.
I have like a, like kind of like a cocoa butter color.
Ooh.
And then I have one more, and then I kind of have like a really light, like kind of orangey peachy color.
Can I do the berry?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's called Bramble Bluzzleberry.
Bramble Bluzzleberry.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll take the Bramble Bluzzleberry. Bramble Bluzzleberry.
I myself
okay,
put
I'm
on cocoa
on
butter.
And, okay, whoa, I never. Like, I feel both terrified of what's going on in our world and kind of hot. And so, but I don't want to leave Iga at home alone.
Oh.
So what were
Well, I was going to bring Cooper with me. He's got a bow tie on and everything.
Okay. Do you have an extra bow tie?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I do have these really cool shiny shoe slippers.
Shiny. Sorry, four of them for a small pet.
Shiny yeah. slippers.
Cooper doesn't like them, but I just have.
No. Ferret feet and owl griffin feet are, they different? Are vastly different sizes.
They might fit his
This is
toe.
Where I draw the line.
Okay, I take out my hemp rope. I take out my hemp rope. And I cut a little piece off of it, mm-hmm. and I tie it around Iga into a little bow.
You do that.
Cute. Looking great. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's party.
Okay, Iga, come on.
So you guys head downstairs. So
Before the, like, right when I get downstairs while yep. they're still doing the thing,
yep.
I go up, Jack's at the bar, right?
Yeah.
I go up and hey, Jack.
Yes, sweetie, what's up?
Okay, so I guess we're going to a party tonight. What do people do before parties?
Oh, I get you exactly what people do before parties.
Okay.
And she turns around and pulls a bottle off the top shelf.
Oh, fuck.
And pulls out two shot glasses. Puts one in front of you and puts one in front of her.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting drunk.
And then pours two shots out.
Okay.
Puts it back. She says, this is what people do before parties.
Okay. I trust you.
The cell vomits.
It burns. It's a big burn.
I'm fine.
It's okay. Spicy. It's a spicy liquor.
That is so funny. I trust
Yum.
You.
What is this?
Oh,
that's it's fine. Never mind. It's fine.
All right.
I turn around.
Fine. And so Griana and
water after.
Griana and Kyra coming down the stairs as well.
And Kiss Me starts playing.
Kiss me out in the
bearded barley.
And then Zuko's, oh my God, I've been in God. Love with them this whole time.
They wait. They took off their glasses me. And they put down their updo and, whoa.
No, my updo's still up.
She's all that.
She's all that.
And a bag of chips and Grandma holds, I hold up a bag of chips. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. Hey, Jill? Jack? Hey, Jack.
Oh, yes, sweetie.
Hi. I'd like a drink, please.
What can I get you this evening?
Can I get, you know what? Let's do some shots.
Yeah!
Everybody! And shot, then I, shot, shot,
shouldn't
shot.
We wait I called for, her, shouldn't we yeah, wait for Mavis?
That's what I'm going. Hey, Mavis! We're taking shots! Get your ass down here!
And so there's a brief second pause. And then you hear the sound of heels hitting flooring. Yep. The music begins to play. At the top of the stairs, Mavis's form emerges. Her usual high bun has been changed into a very delicate-looking half-up, half-down hairdo. The downs, soft ringlets. Her usual very fierce eyeliner has been replaced with very non-intimidating pinks, golds. And then her dress, a floor length
There she goes.
A muted pink. A pink gray almost. But the sort of moody form of Mavis is gone, and she's shifted back into what you assume Mavis might be if, say, she was at Julie. Right? If she was, like, at Juilliard, like, Juilliard, like she was supposed to be.
You've been hit by. You've been struck by.
A smooth Mavis.
And so,
smooth detective.
And so she's, like, pulling up some of her dress as she walks down. She's wearing heels that are probably equal in height to Kai.
What?
Not like that.
Oh my
Not
God.
Like that. I'm sorry. Kai,
still
are you wearing more than 4-inch heels?
They're 6 inches.
Oh, cool. How are you going to do doors, though?
She crouches.
That's like fun and games, but how do doors,
it's
though?
It's like a low squat while I put my hands on my knees and just kind of waddle out.
It is going to be the door.
One whole episode of us getting to the club. You guys, we're just going to be learning how to walk
come on,
in our new
party.
Shoes.
I want to go to my first party.
I want to go. Your first?
I didn't say that.
Well, okay, Mavis, how do you feel about taking a shot? Let's pregame. We're gonna pregame.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Jack, yay. Jack, a round of shots, please.
Your finest liquor, please.
Iga, no shots for you.
Got him. Oh, and so Jack goes and she pulls out four 4 shot glasses and pours it out. It's the same bottle that you saw earlier. Mm,
I love this.
So you've drinking this stuff before?
You could, maybe.
That's okay. Cool. Wow. How many times?
And you 4 take your shots. All right.
I wait until I see everybody actually take theirs. And then I'll do mine last.
All right. So you all clink. Mavis will actually acquiesce and clink with you. And then
clink.
And then you all do them. Slam them back down on the counter.
What noise performance? Was that?
Yeah, you roll a performance to keep your shit together.
Well, I got a 15.
That's very good. You're maturing.
You keep your shit together.
Another one.
No, I'm okay.
Okay, I'm going to have another one, please.
Yeah, give me 4.
Can I get a double?
Guys, we got to make friends tonight.
I'm just going to get a double.
No.
Guys.
It's been one shot. Do you know how large I am?
Yeah, Zil. Zil, you know how I hold my liquor very fucking well.
You got drunk at brunch with Mavis.
It takes me 10 shots to get drunk.
Off of mimosas.
So, okay.
I didn't eat anything.
I would like a double, please, Jack. A double shot of the best gin you got.
All right. So Jack pours you a double, and she pours you 4. Y'all take them.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3,
Does Mavis
4.
Take anymore? Roll a constitution check.
She passes out right
Will
away.
Do.
I'm Mavis. Leaving you here. I'm going to the party.
No. Wait. We're almost done.
Mavis takes another one.
Okay.
12 plus 8. That's an unnatural 20.
All right. Yep. She do.
Kai can hold her liquor. I'm telling you.
Should I roll?
No. Mm. No, okay. you just got pleasant. You got where you wanted to be. And so then you guys are heading out. I assume
yes.
you were.
You know what? I don't even need a jacket. I'm just like warm now.
I wasn't going to bring a jacket.
You're right.
Should we call a fancy carriage or should we just walk?
How far is it?
You're in.
Let's take a carriage.
Yeah. Let's take a carriage because but the nice one.
We'll take a carriage X.
Everyone looks
a carriage
super
XL.
Nice tonight.
Yeah, everyone looks really good.
You guys, this is really cool. We clean up really well, and I just like to say that we're about to go make some serious acquaintances.
Yeah, just remember that someone in this town wants us dead.
Good point. Yeah.
Good point. So what's our
and
goal
that
tonight?
And many other people in town want us to lose.
Okay.
I'm just saying, people abuse other people.
So goal, make a friend.
Make at least one friend.
And save our lives.
Basically make them think that.
You drunk?
We can hang.
Can I roll insight to see if she's lying? I crit failed.
Great. She's not drunk. She says, just remember that they're not actually your friends.
No, there are alliances that we are making.
Let's go to the party.
Okay.
Yeah, I go, this is taxi.
Yeah, you call a carriage and you all
carriage.
Pile in.
Carrots.
You make sure to get a nice one.
Don't worry, I won't throw money out the garbage.
I was just
going to
say, sweet dreams are made
sweet
of this dress.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Anyways.
Who would mind to disagree?
Kai, we're not
Kai
doing that
drunk.
Anymore.
Kai's drunk.
Kai's just fun.
And so you guys make your way in the carriage to authenticity, and no important conversations are happening. Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, we don't know who to trust. There's a carriage driver.
That's true. Iga's with you.
Oh, yeah.
So is Coop.
Cooper is, but Iga's a more space-taking individual.
No, Iga's chilling on the back of my, like, on the back side of my shoulder, like, kind of hiding underneath my ponytail. Okay. I got a big-ass ponytail.
I mean, okay. Iga's a large cat.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I have a large ponytail.
Also,
wait, Iga's an owl griffin.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, the size of a large cat.
Oh.
Grow to be big.
Well, Iga's a baby right now.
That's true.
Iga's a little baby. So, like, a normal-sized cat.
No, a large cat.
You're like a dog.
Also, I'm big. Everyone keeps forgetting that. I'm, like, a big person.
You are.
So.
You're, like, 6'4".
Don't forget it. God.
Or she'll have you walking side to side. So the carriage goes and eventually pulls up, and you see that it's a
thank you.
It's like a white marble building, and it's 6 fucking stories tall.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, and it's almost like 3 medium buildings connected to be one fucking huge building.
Oh my God, I'm uncomfortable.
You're immediately uncomfortable. This place is luxe on impact. 2 out of the 3 of you has never really encountered luxe in their day-to-day life. Kai, you have, but just in bits and pieces there, but it's always been an aspiration of Lux. Yeah,
I've never
you.
Been like fully invited. I've just into kind Lux. Of been
right.
In there. Wow. Did anyone just hear like a volume? Like
no.
a mic?
No.
No.
Oh, I must have moved my volume. I'm really
you're
sorry
alone.
For interrupting. I'm sorry.
And guys, you guys get out of the carriage, you pay the carriage driver. And it's, you can see that there are people like feeding into a specific entrance. There seems to be about three. There's one that looks like it's hosting like Authenticity's restaurant. They seem to have an in-brand restaurant. There seems to be an entrance to the greater hotel. I call it a hotel because it's different from an inn. And there's sort of this ballroom entrance, and you see that there are two bouncers standing outside, like letting people in as they go. And people are feeding in, and you can hear music coming from there. And it's the four of you.
Okay,
guys, this is it.
Yep. We have arrived. All right, guys, put your A game on.
This is our Ocean's 11 moment. Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
And so you guys approach the door, and there are two bouncers there. And one of the guys looks you over and says, who are you?
Langdale,
party of four.
If not, sewer team?
No.
Sewer team.
Yeah.
All
right. Oh, why'd you have to say that?
Because he wasn't going to let us in if we said
we
Langdale.
Don't look like a sewer team.
Yeah, don't we look like a high classy bath?
Bathroom?
We're the clawfoot tub team.
Mm-hmm. Go inside.
Mm, my God. Thank you.
Okay.
Kriana coughs up a hairball.
Hairball. Sorry.
And so you enter, and it is this huge. So you're walking through a small hallway, and there's like a coat check and a little like hangout zone for like maybe people waiting for their carriage or something or. Just a small little entrance thing, and then there's this big archway that's also marble, and it just feeds into this ginormous ballroom.
Very
lofted cool. ceilings. You look up to the ceilings, and you see that there is not only a bunch of crown molding, but just many murals depicting parties filled with wine goblets and wine sort of being made, and it's all very intricate and lofted. And then you come down, and there are the marble walls with tapestries of different artistries hanging from the walls, the very stark reds and use of the tapestries contrasting against the white of the marble. And then it feeds down into the ballroom floor, upon which is a giant sort of empty room, apart from, of course, the corners being lined with one side. I'll get there. Giant floor, except for obviously for uses in dancing and whatnot. On the far corner of the room, there is a lofted stage where you begin to hear the orchestra playing.
Oh,
and you see two.
I start dancing.
You see two fountains, very very tall, very elegant, perhaps even taller than Kai. You think is that water? No, that looks to be wine. Falling from those fountains. You see that the edge of the fountains are lined with wine goblets that you seem to be able to pick up because they are filled because the wine is spilling into them. Great. Where there is not elegant tapestries, it's kind of hard to see because the elegant tapestries that are all over the walls heading down the marble, it's hard to detect because only you can notice because one of the tapestries is pulled back slightly on one of the walls, and you notice that hidden behind these tapestries are several enclosures, all of which hold private booths full of lush couches and whatnot. Just lush couches that seem to be these private little things that are happening inside this ballroom as well. And then off on the other side, there's a full-fledged bar with a line of hors d'oeuvres next to it.
Yummy.
And there are a lot of people here. Many of whom you recognize as the other team members. And you enter.
Okay. This is it. This is the real deal. Where's everyone going?
Wow. Cooper peeks up and he turns like a sparkly purple.
Mavis goes, oh, hold on. And she turns to you, Zil, and she takes your shoulders and adjusts you so you're facing her. And she takes your collar and she fixes. There was a small ruffle in it. She takes you and she fixes it. Oh, and then she holds your shoulders still, just a little bit apart. And she says, there, it's perfect now.
What?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And
I go, this is what mommy calls a party.
I have the weird, I'm trying to suppress the urge to do a cartwheel right now.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I'm going to go to the dance floor.
Okay. It seems to all be the dance floor. But there, you know, it's a mixture of, there seems to be like a place near the orchestra where standing is like, so it's a mixture of like standing and people dancing, but like it seems to be by the string quartet. It's just dancing.
I'm going to head over there. Guys, okay. I'm going to go dance.
Cool.
I'll be right there if you need me, okay? Keep our eyes on each other.
Can I look around and see if I recognize anyone?
Yes, you do. No, I'll tell you. I was just being a jackass for a second. You see, Septus is there. You see that three of the four members of the recently eliminated team, whose name is Sprouting, is there. Mm-hmm. You see that there's one or two members of Aristed, the boy band that you saw in the magazine, is there. You see some of the dwarven girls who kicked Rihanna's ass earlier today. They're also sort of around.
Any like burlesque dancers that I recognize?
This seems to be mostly champion.
Okay, it's a straight team party.
Yeah.
It's a straight team party.
It's straights only. There's not just, it's not just there, but you haven't really socialized with anyone but teams of which you would recognize. So
okay,
no flush of entertainers. It seems to be just the orchestra over there. You know.
Huh.
And also the boy band.
Can I roll for perception of who's around me at the dance floor?
Yeah.
Orchestra.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, 20. A natural 20.
Okay, so you see that there are quite a few people, most of whom you do not recognize, dancing. You overhear some girls talking about that the boy band might be doing a little pop-up concert here tonight and how excited they are for it. You look over more towards where people are sitting and talking, and you see some people holding these weird pipes. Mm. They seem to be vaping something.
Vapes. Gotta have my vapes.
What is that?
I'm gonna go over to the vapors. Okay, you go over to the vapors.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm Griana, and this is Iga. Is there room for one more? Is there room for one more in your circle?
And you curtsy.
I just got here, and
I curtsy with your jumper.
I just got here, and I'm ready to indulge. What's your names?
I'm Mar. This is Nazir. Yeah, sure.
Hey, what is this? I know what it is, but what is it?
Oh, this is, I can't believe that this has to be canon in my world. I'm really upset.
This is exactly
what kind of vape juice they got. Come on, give us what we want.
Give us that sweet juice.
Thank
give
you.
Us that
watermelon,
sweet
blue raspberry.
Try this, wine.
How do you, a wine flavored what?
Vape?
It is called a vape?
Yes.
Do I press a button or something?
Just put it up to your lips.
Is it like a...
The enchantment does the rest.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You put it up to your lips and you breathe a little.
Okay.
It feels like an airier version of drinking wine. It's actually very, very pleasant.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
This is when Brianna gets addicted to vaping.
Oh, my God. Oh, my... You know, you guys look kind of like douchebags doing this, but I always see the pleasantries. Oh, God. What have I set myself up for?
This is a vaping plot line that none of us wanted.
You know what? You know what? I got to get out of here.
We've avoided it for this long.
Catch a good one.
Okay. Hey, by the way, we're from Langdale.
Ah.
Yeah.
What? Sewer team?
No, Langdale.
Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's Regellyville. That was a sewer team. Did you hear? They were in the sewer. It was so weird. They smelled so bad. They suck at improv.
I heard a bunch of chicks were in the sewer.
No.
Oh.
Can I roll for persuasion?
Yeah, you can.
Damn it. Damn. charisma. I'll do it for that.
There's a twitch in her
eye. It was totally a 9. And I take a look. Give me another hit of that sweet vape.
I rolled.
And then I take a hit of the vape and I blow it in his face and I run away.
Do you hand him back his vape?
Here you go. Bye.
Okay. And so
God.
You vape in his face and then you run away.
I run to the bar.
Okay. So then you go to the bar. Kai, what's your first move?
Is there anyone kind of like off by themselves?
Me.
That's not on my team.
I'm in the corner, like, twiddling my thumbs.
Yes.
Sitting on the bleachers.
Yes, there is.
Waiting to be asked to dance.
Yeah.
You see that one of the elves who you had previously had some form of discourse with is standing on the wall off a bit to the left of the entrance by themselves. And that's the first person who really catches your eye. Do you keep looking?
Yeah, I keep scanning.
All right, so you keep scanning. You see it doesn't look very socially acceptable to just kind of be standing by yourself here. So that's kind of the first thing to notice, that it's very much about like groupings and ebbing and flowing in between groups. Okay. It's sort of like uncool to be standing by yourself. Just the culture of the thing. And but you look, but one of the dwarven woman who actually kicked Rihanna's ass earlier today is...
I heard that.
waved by to someone who was, like, paying her compliments or something. She's left alone.
All right, I go over to her.
All right, you go over to her. The height difference, hilarious.
Yeah.
They fall in love.
They fall in love. I'm like,
hey, great job today.
I heard that.
I go, great job today. My name's Kai Abadite.
We met earlier, right before we went out. I remember you were looking in a mirror and telling yourself you looked good.
I thought I was going to the dwarven lady.
You did.
Okay,
I thought
she was an elf, but that's my bad. I go, oh.
Am I wrong?
I thought she was an elf.
No, because remember, you were at the arena, and then you, like, found a mirror and, like,
right, it was
made
like
sure
a black-haired elf, and she was like, nice.
Then I'm wrong. Great.
Okay.
I was
it
like,
can be here. I can go up to her, though.
No, because we have to be canon in our pot. No. Okay. So you go up to the dwarven lady. What'd you say?
I go, so this isn't the one who kicked Grianna's ass. Okay.
No, this is the one who kicked Rihanna's ass. Dwarf kicked Rihanna's ass. You had interactions with an elf in front of a mirror.
Yes. Okay, cool. I go, hey, great job today. Great job.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Kai Abadite.
I pulled up the wrong sheet. God fucking damn it. I wish I was just good at this once.
That's a long name.
Yeah. Vada.
Vada.
Just Vada Kedavra. You're a sewer team, right?
No, I'm from the Langdale team.
Yeah, sewer team. Yeah,
we're not the sewer team.
You were in here. There was a party here like 3 days ago, and everyone toasted to the sewer team. It was pretty good.
You know what? As they should, because that task we completed got us like 400 points. So.
I mean, you weren't in the top 5, so it's not like it came down to anything.
Well, I'm still here and standing.
So. Congratulations.
Yeah. Anyways, what team are you on?
It's Rielton. We were in the top 5. You should have noticed. You know, because we were called down when the top 5 was announced, and we were standing there with the other top 5.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I just forgot. But hey, now I know. Now I know. Anyways, you know, when you're not, you know, kicking ass in a tournament, what do you do? Like what's your life before the tourney?
Verdant Peaks.
Yeah.
You see him coming in from Langdale, right? Must take him boat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see them? The mountains?
Yes.
To the west of this town?
Yeah.
To the east of this town?
Are they to the west or to the east? Because I saw the mountains to the east of the town. So are those the ones you're talking about?
Yeah.
Those are the only Vernon Peaks I know.
Rialton's there. Only mm-hmm. town within mine with miles.
With
underground.
Miles?
In miles. Oh. Underground.
Oh, cool, cool. All right. Do you like? All right. I see that eye roll, miss. I'm just, I saw you standing here by yourself, and you know, I thought I'd just come over and make conversation, but clearly you don't want to talk to me. So I'll leave. I'll leave you alone. And she kind of just lingers for a sec to see if she says anything.
This is very weird. Okay, so you came over. You congratulated me. Great job on that one. You know, people from Langdale kind of know that they're just a little weird. A little.
Well, I'm not from
eccentric.
Langdale.
Where are you from?
I'm from a very far place.
From heaven. I'm from heaven.
Well, I spent the last 4 years in Troutbeck. And then before that, I don't know, I was kind of traveling on my own, and I grew up, like, nowhere near here.
Yeah, this place is weird.
I feel like there's some sneaky stuff going on that is just, like, below us as we compete, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. But,
Made friends with any other teams so far?
Yeah.
Martian.
We're
metagaming here.
No, I know. We're you know like the half orcs like we're kind of like we kind of they're the ones.
You know what?
The half orcs.
They have a team name.
Yeah, Septus.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just okay.
Across the room we make eye contact. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, we made friends with Septus. Like I kind of know the Sprouting girls. Like they're cool. Kind of sad to see them go, but yeah. How about you?
Oh yeah, we're big drinkers, so we're always out. It's the first time I've seen you here at one of these.
Yeah, you know, I've just been real focused on my work, so that's just what I've been doing. But hey, I'm a fellow big drinker too. So if you ever want to go, like hit the bars or come visit me at Jack and Jill's in the Midlands, like it's quite the good time. I'll treat us to like a pitcher or a barrel, whatever you're feeling.
Drinking competitions always happen during these things. It's
Are you challenging me right now?
One, let the evening sit a little. Two, you may come challenge me whenever you'd like. But doesn't it feel like you're losing enough?
I'm sorry, what?
You've just done so much losing this week, I'd hate to have to add another thing. I mean, I'm more than willing
Fall down 9, I get up 10, and I walk away. I'll see you later.
All right, so you walk away.
I've taken 4 more shots at the bar.
Oh, no.
Great.
Oh, no.
Zil, I need a little more liquid courage.
Great. Zil, how's integrating going?
I'm uncomfortable.
You are uncomfortable.
Did not expect it to be this fancy.
Good thing you wore your suit.
Yeah,
Good thing you wore your jacket.
I'm kind of looking around.
Okay. Roll perception check.
Slurps up.
20?
Slurps up.
All right, so you see several things. You see a lot of things. So the first thing that you see is that Mavis has gone over to the 4 men of Regelliville, and she has brought them all glasses of wine, and you see her, like, giggling a lot. There's a lot of, like, placing hands on arms. It's this show. It's very well orchestrated. And then, like, you guys make eye contact, and she throws you a wink, and then she goes back to, like, talking with the 4 Regelliville boys. You see several people feeding in and out of one of the alcoves in particular. Just sort of a steady rotation. Over at the bar where Griana has just landed and ordered herself 4 shots, you notice. Yes, you do tag that as a... Zil's brain is like, disaster detected. Right next to
him. Can I make eye contact with Mavis again and be like,
yeah. Like, yeah.
Nudge my head over that way.
And then Mavis looks at you and just goes, She just gives,
I don't know.
She just gives you like a, what the fuck is my, like, that's not my fucking mom. It's yours. It's your mom. You go handle your mom. And that's the look she gives you. And then you notice that slightly off to the side of the bar, Ignatius Bellwether and one of the black-haired elves has approached the bar, and they are chatting as well. So that is sort of what you take in on
it's
your...
Funny, what you see is enough. I'm sorry.
As well as, like, other teams hanging out. The Dwarven Worm are all there. They seem to conglomerate and walking together. Kai looks to have been walking away from one of them.
So there's people rotating in and out of somewhere?
There are alcoves hidden by tapestries in the marble wall on the far side. Remember my flavor text?
Yeah. They look like the... What?
So it's just like... Okay.
No, I'm saying, like, so... Do they look familiar to me? Like, maybe they might be about, like, the burnings of Burnfort?
The burnings of Burnfort.
I learned about that.
Tapestries.
Yeah.
Roll a intelligence.
18.
Great. Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Some of them are.
Some of them. I don't recognize the others.
They're all about fucking barreling and drinking wine.
Okay, then. Okay. Nothing else? I don't see anything else?
Nope. That's about what you can take in right now.
Okay. Fuck. I don't know what to do.
I came to you last.
I know. And, like, I just don't know what I would do here. I guess I'll go to the bar, try to intercept Griana from seeing Ignatius and the elf.
Okay, so you walk up to the bar.
Yeah, hey, Griana.
What is up?
Hey, do you want to go over to the, do you want to look at the tapestries?
Oh.
We should go. We should go to the tapestries.
Sorry, I was just like, oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, let's go.
I was starting to feel really drunk. Yeah. I feel fine. I'm at a constitution check. Okay, at 8.
Okay. Do you want to sit down, actually?
You know what? I have had 8 shots. 10 is when I lose it.
You should... No, here. Here's what
8 shots.
Let's go look at the tapestries, shot. Then.
Don't treat me like this. I'm fine, right, no, Iga?
Do you know about what's happened here?
What's going on?
If you go to the tapestries, you'll find out.
No. I actually,
Okay, roll a perception check.
Can I roll persuasion on Griana?
No.
Okay,
both of us?
13.
I got a 8.
All right, so Griana, you overhear a very familiar voice go, oh, yes, that team? Yes, they're lucky that they're here even competing, for it was I who rescued them a few weeks
before they came here. Hey, Griana, I smell a stupid idiot. Griana.
I smell a stupid freaking idiot.
Fine. You know what? I'm out.
Please
don't do this right now. Please. We came here to make friends. We don't need to do this.
Okay, please, just go over there and talk to somebody else. Okay, you know what? Since we came here to make friends, I'm going to go make a friend.
No,
I'm
going to go mend this. I know how this works.
What is that that you do, cast mending? I'm going to do that with my heart.
I want to see this.
Okay. If you fuck us over,
I'm not, this isn't
my fault.
I genuinely don't want to. I saw the Black Panther today, too. Okay? I'm scared. So let's go make friends with a doofus. Okay?
I'm not. I'm walking away. Okay. This is on you.
I'll see you soon. Ignatius.
I walk over to some
Ignatius.
Other people.
Ignatius.
No.
Hi.
Grimdal.
It's Griana, and you know that. Ignatius.
Grindel.
It's Griana.
Come to repledge your life debt.
No, I'm not, actually. I just wanted to come and see how you're doing. And oh, who's this? Hi, I'm Griana.
Oh, I don't know if you've been introduced. After I humbly rejected your guys' offer to come on as an advisor to your hero team.
Sure.
I ran into my good friend here. This is Reloric.
Hi, Reloric. I'm Griana. I don't know if he's told you anything true about me, but Ignatius here has quite a past with lying. But anyways, it's so
nice to
meet
you. That's funny. He says the same thing about you.
Oh, that's, I know, right? That's the problem with being a liar. He lies. And I am not a liar. You could ask Iga right here. This is my owl, Griffin. Iga, am I a liar?
Back.
What? I'm sorry, what? What? Iga, what did you say?
Back.
Back? Okay, okay. That means he's got my back. Okay. Anyways, I wonder if you ask anyone that was in the nearby Jack and Jill's the other day that saw our team member Mavis take down Ignatius when he came and tried to join our team. I would love for you to come by and maybe ask around about that, because I think that they could tell you another story that he's telling you. But anyways, it's so nice to meet you, and I hope to see you around again.
Yes, we look forward to the next tourney.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what are you guys on the same team?
Oh, Ignatius?
Yeah.
No, oh, absolutely. He's our advisor. He's brought on to provide wisdom.
Oh.
Ugh.
Good
I've
luck.
Heard an awful lot about the last few weeks you've had.
Oh, what really? What have you heard?
Just about your town burning down?
Yeah, it truly is unfortunate. And we've lost a lot, so we're just trying to figure it out, you know, and be the best we can.
Yeah, you're a real team of underdogs. Very admirable story.
You think so?
Of course.
What's so admirable about it?
Just you've come from so little.
Thank you. Well, we had a lot. Now we have nothing, so I guess we do have very little. But we have each other, which is great. So I'm very, very happy to be a part of the team that I'm a part of. And we've learned a lot along the way. So, I must be going. I have a lot of other people to talk to at this party.
And Ignatius goes, one moment, Grindel.
I'm sorry, it's Kriana.
If I may offer.
This is my, can I just, like, 1 second, just divert for 1 second? It doesn't have to go in. It can.
Yeah, that's fine.
One of my favorite jokes that just happens in things is just people just calling people by the wrong name on purpose. Like in Boy Meets World. They called Topanga Topo Gigio at one point.
Topo
Gigio. And I think it's just the... It's just really funny. I don't know. I just really like it a lot.
Topo Gigio.
They're like, okay, Topo Gigio.
That's fun. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It's just what I just like it.
That's funny.
I think it's fun.
And one moment, good Grindel.
It's Kriana.
If I may offer some.
It's Kriana.
Good Grindel.
If I may offer some parting words.
Grindel was our horse.
Sure, Ignatius. I'm nauseous.
Ignoxious.
Oh, drunk already.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm just playing the same game.
Grindel.
It's Kriana. It's Kriana.
A sober man's advice.
Oh, no. I'm sober as well. So, yeah.
That Mavis.
Uh-huh.
Your fourth.
Yeah, she's great.
We love her. She's the black sheep of her family for a reason.
Well, toot toot doodly doo and pop pop a poopity boop and bye bye little boy blue
spell.
And I'm casting mending in your heart even though bye I gotta
go. Went over to the wine and just got a glass of wine.
All right, so you're having a glass of wine at this point.
I mean, I don't want to interrupt, so we can come back.
It was so nice meeting you, and I'm seeing you, Ignash poop tit fart.
Tit fart.
Got him.
And so nice seeing you, tit fart. And boop, boop.
Hey,
boop.
And at that point, the elf speaks up. He's very, like, soft speaker, but he says, don't get lost in any sewers.
Oh, I won't, because that wasn't us. That was Regaliville.
Okay. All right.
Did you hear that was Regaliville? That was so funny, right?
So are you walking away?
That was Regaliville.
Oh, my God, Kriana's right. So drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun.
Round table, where were we? Where were we in the round table of checking in with characters?
I mean, technically, it was you me, never but went. Then it diverted. Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't really go.
So go ahead and pick up for me.
So I just want to go over to a group that seems the most friendly.
Okay, so you... You walk over to a friendly-seeming group, none of whom you recognize, but it's mostly humans.
Yeah.
Maybe a half-elf, you can't really tell. But you sort of walk up, you're listening to them, and they're talking about, oh,
And when Septus finally took that final flag, impeccable. They have the best team dynamic I think that we saw all day today. And they're sort of talking about the events of the tourney. And so you slide.
Inject myself
into. You slide into their DMs.
I guess.
Like,
hey. Sorry if I'm interrupting anything.
Oh, no, it's all good. Party night.
Yeah, parties. It's a sick party. What?
Yeah, parties.
Yeah, it's a party. No, I just came over. You guys seem like fun people, so I just thought I'd come over.
Hey, party's always here.
Yeah.
Are you one of the team?
Yeah, I'm sewer team. Yeah. I feel. Why hide it?
Sewer team.
Yeah. My big thoughts about it. You know, why try to lie about it? You know, it happened.
It happened. Did. You win in those sewers.
So why not just own it?
And you got a fucking cat.
Yeah. It's a big cat, but oh, no. It was a cat.
Yeah, a giant ferret. Just ran my grandmother right over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's one of yours, right? And then your the green one just threw a handful of money at her.
Oh jeez.
And then she was mugged. But it's
what?
Sewer team.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Where do I go from here? You know what? Catch you later.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, no problem, sewer team.
No problem. I go to the bathroom.
You go to the bathroom.